Hey everyone, welcome back. I've got some big news to share about Google's Gemini. They've completely overhauled the usage quota system, swapping out that super generous free tier we all loved for a much more detailed, tiered model. It's really all about managing those massive computational costs and segmenting users more effectively.
It's a significant shift. Under the hood, the new system tracks your consumption in real time, carefully weighing factors like model complexity, response length, and even the media type you're working with.
Exactly. And if you're on the free tier, you'll notice stricter daily caps that reset on a rolling basis. The catch is that quota usage varies wildly depending on what you're doing. A quick text question barely scratches the surface, but generating images, tackling complex code, or processing long documents, that can drain your daily allowance in a flash.
That's where the premium tier comes in. Subscribers through Google One AI bypass those tighter restrictions, unlocking higher daily limits, noticeably faster response times, and priority access to the most advanced models. Honestly, this shift mirrors a broader industry trend. Major AI providers are moving toward usage-based metrics to balance their server infrastructure with this surging global demand.
I know, it's a bit of a curveball for everyday users. You might find yourself hitting those limits faster than before, especially since the system uses stricter tracking and dynamic throttling during peak traffic hours. But don't worry, Google has made it pretty easy to stay on top of things.
Absolutely. They highly recommend keeping an eye on your usage through the Gemini interface dashboard and your Google account settings. Those tools give you a real-time breakdown of your requests, token usage, and remaining capacity. Setting a personal daily baseline is a smart move, too. It helps you pace your interactions and avoids that frustrating surprise of a suddenly exhausted quota.
Love that tip. And if you want to squeeze the most out of your new limits, it's all about adopting some strategic prompting habits. Think of it like optimizing your workflow to keep the creative momentum going.
Right. Start by batching related questions into single, well-structured requests. It drastically cuts down on unnecessary API calls. Then prioritize specific, concise instructions. Vague or overly long prompts just waste tokens you'll need later.
Spot on. And another huge one, match your task to the right model tier. Save the heavy-duty variants for complex analysis and stick to the lighter models for your day-to-day routine work. Oh, and before you hit that regenerate button, take a second to carefully review the initial output. Every rewrite counts against your daily allowance, so make it count.
Great advice. Looking ahead, as AI models continue to grow more computationally expensive, these tiered quota systems and sustainable pricing models will simply become the industry standard. It's a necessary evolution for the space.
Exactly. It might take a little adjustment, but by monitoring your usage, optimizing your prompts, and getting comfortable with the new tiered structure, you'll be able to maintain your productivity and fully leverage Gemini's incredible capabilities without any disruption. Thanks for tuning in, and happy prompting!